Well, Comcast has confirmed plans to relaunch EveryBlock. That's the hyperlocal website that published data about users' neighborhoods. The most recent iteration of the site was shut down earlier this year. Dan O'Neill is one of the co-founders of the site. He now heads Smart Chicago Collaborative. He joins us to explain how this latest move is a positive step in the open data movement. Hi, Dan. Welcome back to The Morning Shift.
Good morning, Tony.
So is this a positive step in that movement?
I view it as positive, absolutely. At the Smart Chicago Collaborative, we're founded by the City of Chicago, the MacArthur Foundation, and the Chicago Community Trust, and we're devoted to improving lives in Chicago through technology and data. So any system like EveryBlock that pulls together public data and communication and community needs together is a good thing.
You know, this has been described as a hyper-local news site, and I'm wondering, is that one and the same, the idea of, you know, open data for consumers, for users, and hyper-local news?
I think that it all goes to the same thing, mm-hmm. which is trying to find out what's going on near you and how you can improve your own life and interact with your, you know, municipal government. I think that, it's sort of getting conflated. I mean, the industry that we've called hyperlocal news has certainly not proven itself to be the most robust business idea ever. And the idea of instead, making a community needs system is certainly has some legs.
You know, when it comes to open data, I'm wondering, Dan, are we still sort of at the beginning of, you know, getting users to sift through that and to be able to use it in a way that benefits them? Is it still a hard thing for people to really grasp?
Definitely. I mean, we're in a great spot when it comes to the provision of data, especially here in Chicago and lots of other places on the national level and lots of other cities where a lot of this work is being done. But we're not in a really good spot when it comes to data being just a natural embedded part of our lives something that we understand and see how it affects, you know, our lives together. We're not in a really great spot. So I think that we need a lot of workers in the space. We certainly do. Here in Chicago, have a lot of civic developers who care about these things.
I'm sorry. So when it comes to using open data on a site like EveryBlock, are there tools that you think that are still missing that if someone logs on to a site like EveryBlock where there is a lot of this data, that they can use these tools to better understand? Is that still a challenge to sort of implement sort of the step-by-step, easy-to-use kind of things?
I think so. And again, I keep coming back to this idea of just embedded into our lives. I mean, the idea of using systems or somehow approaching technology in an obtuse sort of separate fashion. There aren't a whole lot of websites that can get into, you know, the psyche of people on that basis. But when it's just a natural part of our lives, and we know, you know, when a liquor store is looking to get a re-up on their license, mm-hmm. or when a building that's more than 12 stories is about to be, you know, placed into a neighborhood of low slug buildings, that kind of stuff that just happens in the normal course of your life and that you're able to, you know, react and act as a resident and a citizen, I think that would be the state of grace we need.
Okay, so how would EveryBlock work in today's world? I mean, are we more aware of using data? I know you talk about it being embedded.
I think certainly here in Chicago, I think that we're ready for that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. It may be missing the sort of community needs portion of it, but I think that there's a tendency to drill down into our own block. I mean, obviously that's the name of the website. We've seen that there's a lack of understanding about what's going on in the entire city, and there's often a lack of consciousness. We're one corpus, that we're one city, mm-hmm. and that anything that happens in any part of the city affects the rest of us. And so I think that kind of attitude where we want to see the entire corpus of the city, I think, would be a benefit.
And that seems to still be sort of a challenge.
It is.
Yeah. You know, you talk about the city releasing more and more data, Dan, and I'm wondering, you know, do sites like Every Block, I mean, do we still need people to help them digest that, to sift through that? And I know it gets back to sort of the easy-to-use instruction step-by-step thing.
We do. So the technology has to improve, and it needs to be more easy to use and make more sense for people to see the benefit of it. And I think there's obviously a role for journalists and other people who sit in between government and people, sit in between data and understanding, sit in between the technology and the user. And I think that we're getting more and more sophisticated on this, and it's becoming a thing that is an accepted sort of role and profession, and I think that's a good thing.
Should there be any mechanism in place? You know, you talked about this being the corpus, being one city. People can find out information about where they are, but, you know, to take that next step, okay, here's a liquor store that wants to renew its license. I may be against this. You know, to use that data to become more involved in your community.
Yes, and I think that we've seen many examples over the last few years of people being involved in decisions that relate to data, certainly the school closings, certainly, you know, crime. And I think that technology is, the more you know, the more you know, the better off you are, but there's also this component of what is your role as a resident? What power do you have from the ordinance point of view, from, you know, the actual mechanisms of power, whether it's a local school council or, you know, a vote in city council, things along those lines. I think there's a lack of knowledge about those pieces as well. So it's not just the data, but, you know, what your role is vis-a-vis the data and what power you have in any given situation to affect outcomes and make things better.
Dan O'Neill heads Smart Chicago Collaborative. He was one of the co-founders of the hyperlocal website Every Block, Comcast announcing plans to relaunch Every Block. Dan, thanks for checking in with us.
Thank you, Tony.